Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Taylor left a courtroom after pleading guilty to having sex with an underage prostitute. He's now a registered sex offender. He'll spend 6 years on probation, but he won't spend any time in jail.
I don't get down like that. I'm not the cause of prostitution, and sometimes I make mistakes and I may go out there, but I didn't pick her up in no daggone playground.
Yeah.
She wasn't at hiding behind a school bus or getting off a school bus. This is a working girl. That came to my room, and I don't know what her age was. Didn't know. I asked her age. She told me she was 19. I'm not the cause of. It is what it is. I don't really worry about that. I don't get down like that.
Why do you stop, David?
In the corridor, there is movement.
That's how the Romans frighten the enemy, by stamping the elephant's feet.
No, this is one man, followed by others. Caesar, I would say.
Would you? We must not disappoint the mighty Caesar. The Romans tell fabulous tales of my bath and handmaidens. And my morals?
Miss Elizabeth Taylor, Academy Award-winning actress and AIDS activist.
Elizabeth Taylor was a film starlet whose screen life was often upstaged by her personal life. Throughout her long career, she won 3 Oscars, including a special one for her humanitarian work. She was tortured by illness, failed romances, and personal tragedy. Her 8 marriages and turbulent personal life were well chronicled.
Much like riding a fairy horse.
Taylor, who was born in London, became a star at age 12 with the release of her film National Velvet. She married and divorced at 18, became a screen goddess at 19, and a widow at 26.
Did he tell you about his wife?
Taylor appeared in more than 50 films. Her performances in Butterfield 8,
I'm Loud and I'm Vulgar,
and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf won her Academy Award.
And I find what you're wearing most becoming.
Her most famous marriages and divorces were to the same person, actor Richard Burton. She had a number of longtime famous friendships as well. Her close friendship with Michael Jackson came back into the limelight after the pop singer's death in 2009. She remained close with National Velvet co-star Mickey Rooney and fellow actor Roddy McDowall.
Men's stuff. Lord have mercy.
She was also very close with Rock Hudson, who died of AIDS. In later years, she championed several causes, including AIDS research.
That's for M for.
It was her charity work that earned her the Humanitarian Oscar in 1993. In 2000, Queen Elizabeth named Taylor a dame, the female equivalent of a knight for Taylor's charity work. When she turned 50, Taylor reflected to a reporter, "I don't entirely approve of some of the things I have done, or am, or have been. But I'm me. God knows, I'm me."
Antinous is moving his entire army to Alexandria. By tonight, he'll outnumber you 20 to 1, 30 to 1. He'll have the royal enclosure entirely surrounded.
Except to the sea.
Do you plan to sail away, great Caesar?
Not for the time being.
Achilles may attack tomorrow, the next day, whenever it suits him.
Very probable.
In your wildest dreams, Caesar, how can you possibly hope to hold the gates of this enclosure against such odds? And if you say once more for the time being...
My officers say anything from a week to indefinitely. What would you estimate?
Before you're without water, without food, your troops slaughtered, picked off from the rooftops, poisoned in the brothels. A few days, Caesar. At the most, a few days.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi vowed to fight until the end as he made his first public appearance since the international Allied operation began on Saturday. Gaddafi said his troops will be victorious in what he called a crusader battle.
I'm not the cause of...
A few days, Caesar.
I don't get down like that.
At the most, a few days.
I don't get down like that.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
I'm not the cause of...
That was yesterday, Caesar.
I don't get down like that.
The Queen is at present occupied with a bath. Perhaps Caesar could return later, or tomorrow.
It is what it is. I don't really worry about that. I don't get down like that. I don't get down like that.
I do. I'm Vincent the Bay. Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday night. and I'm getting some little feedback party going over here. Okay. Welcome to the program, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. It's Wednesday. It's Disorderly Conduct. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. The early chit-chatters chit-chatting there in the chit-chat room. I'm talking about you, Beneath Everything, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Hot Janelle, and Miss Computer Lady. Love you all. Thank you for sharing the love with me tonight. And tonight, I'm in the tiny chat too. I was in there with Pod Janelle, but she escaped. So anyway, my special guest tonight is Goofy Bone. He's going to be my co-host here with me for the next 2 hours. We're going to open up the phone lines too and take your calls. I'm going to bring Goofy on in just a second, but before I do that, let's get settled in here and hear a track from Goofy Bone. As you know, he's not only a worldwide international radio personality sensation and also BTR's janitor. He also has a hip-hop career, and he's currently out on the road, and he's representing San Ho, the east side of San Ho, the Norteño. Little click, the little club he runs with. He's got the they're called the Norteños, and all his music is reflective of the environment he grew up in as a child. And he's going to be sharing his knowledge with us throughout the evening. And we're going to take your calls at 347-826-7667. But before I bring Goofy on, let's hear a track from Goofy. And let's go with this one. It's called Drama. You're right here on Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday night. Goofy Bone's my special guest. He's coming up in just a second. Stick around.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time.
Fuck you, pig.
Oh, bells on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time.
Drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprises.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama. It comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Chump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened? Everyone was down for their crime. You wanna take that easy life and drop that dime? In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Hey, 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 Vince in the Bay. Back here on a Wednesday night. It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host. My guest tonight, Goofy Bone. We just heard a track there from him called Drama. And now let's bring him on. Goofy Bone, what it do, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Vince, thanks for letting me hang out with you tonight, homeboy.
Always, man. You know you're always welcome here. I'm glad to feature you here for the entire program. So hopefully people can get to see a side of the Bone that they don't get to see when you usually just chime in for 5 or 10 minutes usually. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We can get down to the beans, and I mean the real beans if you want, shit. I have nothing to hide.
We can, you know what? We can bring some ladies on and flick some beans if you want.
Oh, yeah. We can do whatever's possible. It don't matter. This is the sort of
sky's the limit.
The name just says it. You know what I mean?
That's right, brother. Well, if you want to join myself and the Bone here tonight, the number is 347-826-7667. Shouts out to the computer lady. She's an old school Goofy Bone follower from back in the day. Of course, if people aren't familiar with Goofy Bone, he had a long-standing popular late-night radio show here for a long time on BTR, and he's... That's shut down. It's in the past, but the archives are still there. You can still enjoy it.
You know what, Vince? On May 1st, we're going to bring it back. I mean, I took a
break.
Are you
kidding me?
No, I'm serious. Yeah.
Oh shit! You're just taking a hiatus for the tour.
Well, yeah, I took a hiatus for the tour, and plus, you know, my personal beef that I have with the law and shit, and I had to, you know, take a break. So, you know, this is my vacation that BTR paid for me. So I'm on tour right now. So, you know, May 1st, when everything's all said and done, I'll be 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show. We'll be back right here on the lovely station. The lovely station that pays us millions of dollars every day, blogtalkradio.com. Ain't that right?
That's right. It's the best radio station on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And, Goofy and I are here taking your calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. If you want to catch up, if you want to join us, we can chit-chat about anything. I had that opening there, the opening segment. I don't know if you guys heard the interview, the train wreck interview that Lawrence Taylor had with Shepard Smith on Fox News. I think it was last night, maybe, or today.
Was that today?
Yeah, he just got convicted of. He's basically
he's a predator now. He's a pedophile.
Yeah, he's a sex offender.
See,
a pedophile. If you got to look up what a pedophile is.
No, I know what a pedophile is. I happen to say the wrong word. A pedophile is somebody who's like a pervert. You know what I'm saying? They haven't crossed
somebody
that
who,
line.
Yeah, fetishizes prepubescent women.
They haven't crossed the line, you know, to be a sexual or the fuck is he now? What do we just say, fuck? See, smoking weed. Hey, you know what? I got some good weed. I'm out here in West Virginia. Compared to our weed in California, we are thankful. Fucking Vince,
yeah.
I swear.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so what did you score? Does it even have a name, or are you just like, wow?
Oh, no, it didn't even have a name. You know what? I did a good deed thinking I'm going to get shot in the head, but I met a wonderful working woman here at the Holiday Inn.
Uh-huh. Really? A working woman? A working woman? Like
a
somebody like L...
A capitalist.
Like L...
She's
like
a capitalist.
L-T.
I don't get down like that.
Well, anyway.
LT is like, LT has sworn everything off. It's like LT, if LT was stuck in an elevator with fucking Charlie Sheen, he'd freak out, dude.
I don't get down like that.
What's his name?
What?
Did you see Charlie Sheen kiss, what's his name, Jimmy Kimmel? Kimmel, or whatever the hell his last name is?
No. No, I missed that.
My God. You missed
Charlie Sheen was on Kimmel?
Yeah, he was on it, I think, yesterday.
Oh, I got to check that out. I got to look that up.
Fox is going to give him a reality show, supposedly. That's the rumor, but he didn't
say
that.
Oh, you know, I follow him on Twitter, and I think I saw something with him. Like, he took a picture of himself with Fox or something. And yeah, Fox has got all the money. They have all the ratings and all the dough. I mean, look at their sports, look at their primetime lineup, look at all the subsidiaries, look at their cable news organization.
Just say the Simpsons. That's all you got to say. Just say the Simpsons. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Come
they're
on.
Rolling in cash.
That's cartoon series.
Fuck yeah.
I mean,
these
kids were my age when the show first started. You know what I'm saying? And they're still the same age. You know what I mean? That's fucking 20 fucking years ago.
Exactly.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right, so you didn't catch the Lawrence Taylor interview, I take it.
Oh, no, the Lawrence Taylor, no, but I like the way he said, I didn't go pick her up at a playground.
It's great. Oh, dude, you got to check it out. Here it is.
Once again, you are the great, you are the best. Oh, my God.
Winning.
You are the best at doing all that, man. And rest in peace, Liz Taylor, a goddess, a true goddess.
Oh, my God. One of the goddesses left us today. Isn't that crazy how two LTs, two Taylors, Liz and Lawrence, no relation for those of you listening, but they both were in the news
both
today.
Both had life-changing events today. Well, of course,
that's
one
right.
died.
Yes.
And then the other both. One is, sex offender now. So, I mean...
Yeah.
What are the odds of that one? Fuck, see that one in Vegas.
I don't get down like that.
I love that one. Fuck. I don't get down like that.
All right, here it is. Check it out. I'll be right back.
Today you pleaded guilty to having sex with an underage woman. She was 16. She claims you should have known it. Did you?
No, that's not my MO. I've been around kids and people all my life,
Oh, really? Kids and people all your life?
I'm not the cause of prostitution, and sometimes I make mistakes and I may go out there, but I didn't pick her up in no day going to a playground.
Yeah.
She wasn't at hiding behind a school bus or getting off a school bus. This is a working girl that came to my room, and I don't know what her age was. Didn't know. I asked her age. She told me she was 19. But now it is what it is. I don't really worry about that. My beef is not with her. My beef is not with the media. I'll take my punishment like I should. But I'm just, my problem is at home with my wife. So that's the only one I have to really answer to.
She says that she had been beaten and coerced to go there by someone, presumably someone described, I guess, as a pimp. Did you approach this pimp, and did you notice that she'd been beaten, as she put it?
Well, says she'd been beaten and stuff, and we've had her affidavit saying that she was just trying to get away from the pimp. And she was sorry that I got caught up in all the fray and all the aftermath and stuff. But now all of a sudden, now it's something different. I guess it's suit time now, so it's a different story. I don't get down like that. I don't play games like that. I mean, I'm not in that type. I'm not a physical. I'm not a violent person. I don't get down like that. And if I would have known, and I would have to say she wasn't, but she may have gotten beaten later because she didn't come in that room like that.
How did it happen that you solicited her services through someone? Tell me about how that went.
Well, it happened sometimes,
Tell me how it happened that day.
Okay. Well, I've been on it. I was on the road for about 10, 11 days and stuff, and I came into town and actually, I made a phone call to a friend of mine that and he made a phone call
and what did you say to the friend?
And then I made a phone call.
Have a nice day. I don't know.
You,
I mean,
this, you asked him to find you somebody?
Yeah, but you know, I tell you, it's the world of prostitution.
Nice,
I mean, you never know what you're going to get. If it's going to be a pretty girl, ugly girl, or whatever it's going to be.
Or a young girl.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's like you can only ask. You know, I don't card them. I don't ask for birth certificate, but
So is this you mentioned your wife. This is a regular occurrence. Is this something that you do often? So it's not. I'm suggesting that you're underage. Would you solicit prostitutes often, and your wife's aware?
No, it's not that. No, I solicit prostitutes often. Guys, I have been around for a lot of years. I've been in New York for a lot of years. I've been married several times. And during a lot of times, like at my first wife, I got divorced in 1994. I didn't get married again until 2001.
Boom.
Well, that don't mean I'm going to be out
running out trying
to find a relationship. I really didn't want a relationship. I'm not looking for a relationship. Hey,
no
sometimes
shit.
I look for some company. And you know what?
And you don't mind paying for that.
I don't, because then it's all clean. I don't have to worry about your feelings. I can't worry about, you know, it's all clean. You know, they do, you know, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right, but guys, it's the oldest profession in the world, you know, and it happens. And you and guys, I mean, if you want to stop prostitution, what you can do? You're gonna close down every go-go bar in America. You're gonna close down. Open up the phone book. I mean, you can start. Just open up the phone book and you start closing places down. There's 1,000 of them in there. Mm. I have used the services before, you know, and I guess it's one of those, I guess you'd call it crimes, one of those crimes that you never think about, that you never think you're going to get bussed with, because everybody does it, you know, until you get bussed with it. And then it's like, then it's just, it's more embarrassing than anything else.
And now he's a registered sex offender.
That guy's like as bad as the fucking black conservative. I couldn't tell half of the things he said.
You know what? I feel Lawrence Taylor, because you know what? There was a situation, you know, back in the days when I was 19. You know, there's this fucking hot ass fucking chick I met at the bus stop. I mean, she was bomb. You know, fuck it. You know, I started hanging out with her. You know, like a week later, I called her. She was hanging out with us, and we were all hanging out on a street corner, blah, blah. Her dad pulls up, and he fucking grabs her, and he throws her in the car, and he goes, you know, she's fucking 14 years old. And I was like, what?
I don't get down like that.
I go, you tell me, does she look 14 years old? Because she didn't look like, fuck, she looked older than me. Fuck, and I was 19. And she was smoking and drinking and all this other shit. So that day changed my life, because I'm like, fuck that. I'm not one of them motherfuckers. So ever since then, I went for older women. And I mean older women. One that's fucking got their shit together.
Like Computer Lady.
Yeah, like Miss Computer Lady. Why do you think I'm trying to marry her?
Oh,
she got a business.
Man.
She's intelligent. She got her shit together. She got a Facebook fucking picture with another guy, but I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens. But anyways, let me tell you about the story how I got this. I don't know what the fuck the name of it, but this chick, you can't really trust a hooker. But I went ahead and gave it the benefit of the doubt, because, you know, I had no weed whatsoever. She promised me. And you know what? I knew I was probably going to get fooled in the end. She was going to fucking leave, but I drove from Weston all the way to some city called Charleston, and it was like a fucking two-hour, 15-minute fucking drive down this fucking freeway, and fucking she promised if I took her to this one fucking, this other hotel where her friend was at, she would give me like a fucking big sack of weed. Come on, now that's a fucking, you can tell that's a lie right there.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck it.
Don't trust a hoe. Don't trust a fucking hoe.
I want to try it. You know, fuck it. I'm bored. I got nothing to do out here. Fuck, my show's tomorrow night. Well, actually, today.
So I said, fuck it, let's go for a drive. So she had a blunt already, so we smoked that blunt and fucking 2 hours fucking, it was a long ass 2 hours fucking out there in the fucking shits. But we go there, we go to the hotel room, she goes in and comes right back out. And I said, she told me thank you. And she handed me, I'm telling you, like a fucking quarter of some fucking, it's purple. And it's perfect. And she didn't tell me no
name.
Damn. She told me thank you. And then she walked away. And that was it. And I was like, fuck it. I got my reward. Let me go back. Stop that.
There it is.
I got the Texaco over there. Fucking got me a blunt. Fucking rolled it. Smoked it on the way back. And now I'm about to roll another one.
That's what's up. Hey, if you want to join Goofy Bone and I, the switchboard is wide open. We're taking calls. It's open lines the whole night. We're just going to take it easy. We're going to chill. We're going to kick back and play Goofy Bone tracks and talk smack on the air. If you want to join us once again, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. Join me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Also, I have a new blog spot. It's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. And I announce on that page upcoming guests. I have next Tuesday, I'm doing a show. It's a WonderCon preview show. And I will have the creators of a new series that is being presented at WonderCon. It's called, the series is called Help, I'm Alive. And if you go to my blog, VinceInTheBay.com or VinceInTheBay.blogspot.com, you can get a little bit of insight into what that's going to be all about. If you're into like, I don't know, all that geek stuff like gaming and comic books and shit, you'll probably be into it. That's what WonderCon's all about. And so I'm going to kick it with the creators of that show, and I'm hoping after WonderCon, they'll come back and maybe give us a review. So I know there's interesting people that are going to be there. It's in San Francisco. It's April 1st through the 3rd. And I think over the course of the 3 days, Ryan Reynolds, who's going to be the Green Lantern. I always get them mixed up. The Green Lantern or the Green Hornet. I don't know. He's going to be one of those. He's going to be there. Directed Iron Man, John Favreau, however the hell you say his fucking name. There's going to be some big name people, and so we have some folks on the inside that are going to hang out with us on air, hang out with me on air next Tuesday. Check that out. Tomorrow night I should be joined by another co-host. Special guest co-host tomorrow night will be the beautiful Angel. I know you people are familiar with Angel. She's the most gorgeous species on the planet. That's right. She's a species unto herself. I don't think she's human. I think she's so fucking perfect. It's unforreal. So we're going to try to crack her nut tomorrow night. Hopefully she remembers to join me tomorrow. It'll be myself and Angel. And then Friday night, I'm going to have Freeball Friday again, and it's a repeat. It's not literally a repeat. It's like the sequel to last week's Freeball Friday. Freeball Friday last week, if you didn't tune in, I had like over like 200 live listeners. It was insane. I had Ruby Sexy Candy with me. I had Queen Menagerie with me as well, and we took calls, and it was out of control. It was a lot of fun, and we're going to do it again on Friday again, Freeball Friday with Ruby Sexy Candy. You should check it out. It's going to be fucking insane. So much fun. And if you didn't hear it before, go in the archive. Do yourself a favor. Go in the archive and check out the archive from last Friday, which was Freeball Friday with Ruby Sexy Candy. We're doing that. If you didn't hear that, if you weren't here for that, check it out. And then tune in again this Friday. It'll be fun. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay, and this one goes out to all the lonely people from Goofy Bone to you. right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll be right back.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. Back here with Goofy Bone, and we're taking calls. And we have a call on the 818 area code. You're on the air. What's up?
Yes, we're calling from live in Hollywood in California. And we just want to say that your show is very entertaining. And we privilege just to, you know, just to be on there. What's up, New York? And first, I want to make a request.
Absolutely.
In reference to Ned Dogg, can you play any of his records, man?
Absolutely. What do you want to hear?
Any of his records, with Warren G, that record that just dropped, the first record, Regulate.
Regulators.
Yep, that's right. Here it is, by request.
By request.
Warren G and Nate Dogg, Regulate.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean, earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I can get some phones, rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left, on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
That's right, kids. I will fulfill requests, sure. But it's kind of more about Goofy Bone tonight. You know, I'm all about celebrating the life of Nate Dogg, and that's partly why I use that as that track as my bumper for my show. But if you go into my archives, I have a track, a whole show I dedicated to Nate Dogg. The day he died, I did a whole show dedicated to him. So, I don't know, was that a week or two ago? If you go back in my archives, I've got the whole show. That's all I did was play Nate Dogg. So I have tons of Nate Dogg loaded up here. But
I could give you the day. March 17th.
Yeah. March 17th, there you go.
The Nate Dogg cool. tribute. On the Sword
there
of the
it concept. Is. Mhm. And tonight it's the Goofy Bone tribute. Only he's not dead.
I know. Hold on. Damn, I died. Fuck. Shit, I thought I was gonna die. I was like, man, this hooker's gonna take me out in the wilderness and fucking just blow my head off and steal this car. I ran away. That's what I thought. But shit, she came through. So shout out to Shannon out there. I want shit. You know what's so funny, Vince? You know how we're from the West, and you know I'm out here. It's like, I just asked her name. I go, so what's your name? And she goes, oh, you want my government name? And that's like the fourth person that told me, you want my government name? It's like, damn, that's
well, that's like the Chinese Americans. They have like their Chinese name and their American name. Like I used to work in an office with a bunch of Asians, and most of them were Chinese immigrants. And they all called themselves, their American names were stuff like Summer and Sally and Molly and June and stuff like that. But their real names, were like Xing Shao Kong Fing Ting Kong. So we just
or Pao, right, so, Pao Chen.
They obviously couldn't speak English. Was obviously their second or third language. And I was like, Summer, are you serious? That's not your real name. Well, that's my English name. All right, fine, it's your English name. So I guess that's like the government name.
Hey, what happened? I got kicked out of the chat room?
I don't know. Did you get kicked out of the chat room?
I guess.
All right, well, let's take calls, dude. We got open lines tonight. It's Goofy Bone, my co-host, throughout the course of the evening tonight. We're taking calls. We're taking requests. And we got a call here from area code 419. You're on the air.
Hey there, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing? Who's this?
I'm doing good. This is Miss Computer Lady.
Oh, hey, Miss Computer Lady. Welcome to the show. You're on Goofy Bone.
Oh, thank you. Hey there, Goofy.
Ooh, Miss Computer Lady, my fiance. What are you doing, my love?
I miss you.
I miss you so much, darling. But right around the corner.
I don't
I'll
get down
back.
Like that.
I'll be right around the corner, sweetheart.
All right.
Did you hear that? He broke that live on my show. He's coming back. Goofy Bone is coming back to the airwaves here on BTR. I think that was broke on my show tonight. Has that been announced yet?
No. It has, but I mean.
Exclusive right here. Exclusive right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yours truly breaking it right here. Vince in the Bay. Announcing Goofy Bone has unveiled that he is going to return to Blog Talk Radio, and I'm stoked to hear it, man. It'll be fun.
Oh yeah, and then we'll have a show with Vince in the Bay on it. Because Vince, you know, I gotta say, Vince, you know, you do have a great show, brother. And it's funny because it's like I thought I was the only person in the West Coast. You know, around my area that was on here. But, there's a couple of us out here. And, you know, I'm glad that, you know, we have some good shows because, you know, there's a couple of people that have terrible shows. And, you know, one show in from a person in one area reflects everybody in that area. You know what I'm saying? But as long as they're like, oh, okay, yeah, you guys have good shows. You guys are in the same area. Yeah. Because you know we're the best coast, right?
That's right.
I just throw that in.
Repping that west.
But, yeah. But, you know, a shout out to everybody out here on the East Coast.
I don't get
man.
Down like that.
You know, because, you know, I thought they would give me disrespect and all this. But nah, they're digging my shit. They love me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck, I feel like a real celebrity. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. But, you know, shout out to everybody.
So what part of the country are you in tonight, Goofy?
I'm in West Virginia. Weston.
Okay. Cool, man. It's good shit. Somebody's got their... Is that me with my... maybe that's me. That goddamn tiny chat. I got to disable the stupid...
Okay, now I got kicked out of tiny chat forever.
Sound, why?
Oh, no.
That's weird.
No.
So the tour is going pretty good, Goofy?
Yeah, it is, Miss Computer Lady. Yeah, I got some stories to tell, but I mean, it
mm-hmm.
Wow, it's amazing. You know, I'm lost for words. It's like I didn't expect this. You know, I thought I was gonna come out here, people were gonna boo me, people were gonna look at me. You know, nah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fucking Mexican, he don't know how to rap. But fuck, man, people dig my shit. I like it. You know, it's like it shocks the shit out of me for real. Because you know, I'm a regular person. You know, I don't try to be bigger than what I am, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it just amazes me, I guess. I don't know. But, you know,
wow.
The thing is, Mr. Computer Lady, is this, that.
What's that?
The weed over here sucks. Shit, it sucks. California's the best. I'm sorry. I don't mean to disrespect, but fuck. Some of the weed I smoked out here is terrible. And I mean terrible. But beggars can't be choosers. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck it. What can I say?
And you know what I'll always say. It might
yeah.
be the best, but you need to leave it all alone.
One day, Miss Computer Lady, when we get married.
Aww. What a cute couple you'd make, too. If you're joining us now, it's Vince in the Bay, my special guest tonight, Goofy Bone. We have Miss Computer Lady with us tonight. She is... A good friend of the Goofy Bone program, and I thank her so much for joining me tonight. And I thank everybody in the chit chat room. Who do we have in there right now? We have Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Hot Janelle, Miss Computer Lady, Uncle Bobby, and a couple of guest listeners. If you want to join us on the air, the lines are open. The number 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. And here's some more Goofy Bone. This is Meant for Me right here on Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
You know I'll always love you. You know I'll always love you.
You were meant for me at first sight. Tipping your drink that hot September night. You were meant for me when I needed love. You helped and support and took care of a thug. You were meant for me when I was alone with crazy thoughts and a chrome to my dome. You were meant for me. I would have gave you the world. I'm hopeless. I don't understand why you left me, girl.
I don't understand what is going on. You're here one day and now you're gone. You were meant for me. Baby girl, don't you see? You were the one I wanna ride next to me. Like a king and queen, rising to the top. Chilling on the throne till the end of this blunt stops. Making love high as a kite. I thought you wanted to fall forever and not. I'm riding solo, just like Han. Without no layer to look upon. Thinking of the dark side, I'm seeing it. Look into my eyes, this is no bullshit. The day you left me, my world just ended. Flatline like Popeye with no spinach. I'm dying for you.
you were meant for me. I thought you were true, so why'd you leave me?
Why'd you leave me
in a cold ass world? I told you, girl, you were meant for me. I was a boss and everything was no cost. Love was a bitch, that's why I prayed to the cross. Asking for a woman such as you, you. Thanking the Lord once my hands were all over you. A naughty little victim from the other side of town. Making my heart beat without a sound. Damn, she had legs like my father would say. Watching her cruise through the streets of SJ. In the 22, she had some nice ass shoes. Fuck me boots if I ever wanted to get loose. Making love to you was a gift to me. Making you come with a dragon in the Red Sea. These are the things that I'm talking about. You were meant for me, without a doubt. I'm riding solo, just like Han. Without no Leia to look upon. Thinking of the dark side, I'm seeing it. Look into my eyes, this is no bullshit. The day you left me, my world just ended. Flatline like Popeye with no spinach. I'm dying for you, you were meant for me. I thought you were true, so why'd you leave me? Me, me, me. Maybe someday I'll find a way to fly without you and ride without you. Long Vegas trips, walking that strip. She's stacking chips. Man, I love this chick. You're all I ever wanted and all I ever needed to complete my Clyde life. Why'd you leave me, baby girl? That ain't right. I thought you're gonna be my wife and I was husband to be. As you once told me, these days are cold without you. Wondering if the things you said to me are true. You were meant for me. That hot September night, you were meant for me. My whole eternal life. I'm riding solo, just like Han. Without no Leia to look upon. Thinking of the dark side, I'm seeing it. Look into my eyes, this is no bullshit. The day you left me, my world just ended. Flatline like Popeye with no spinach. I'm dying for you, you were meant for me. I thought you were true, so why'd you leave me? I'm riding solo, just like Han. Without no Leia to look upon. Thinking of the dark side, I'm seeing it. Look into my eyes, this is no bullshit. The day you left me, my world just ended. Flatline like Popeye with no spinach. I'm dying for you, you were meant for me. I thought you were true, so why'd you leave me? Me, me.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, kids. Hour number two now. Back here with Goofy Bone. We're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. And I have the Miss Computer Lady still with me here as well. And I have a caller here. A couple of callers. Let's go first to area code 856. You're on the air.
Yo, it's Uncle Bobby.
Hey, Uncle Bobby. What's going on, bro? Thanks for joining us.
What's up, Goofy? Hey, Vince. Thanks for having me. It's freaking cold here, man, where I'm at in Jersey. Oh, my God, I'm freezing.
Do you have a heater?
Yeah, do you have a heater?
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, I ain't putting the goddamn heater on. Are you kidding me?
Cheap bastard.
I got to pay for this BTR account, man.
That's the choice. It's either pay for your heating bill or BTR account. I get it. That's fine. That's a good sacrifice, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, not to say when it's really cold, you know, we don't put on heat, but you know, we gotta, you know, cut back on.
You gotta weigh it out. Just say it. You gotta weigh it out.
Exactly. You know.
Hey, Uncle Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Miss Computer Lady.
Hey there.
Poor Miss Computer Lady, Goofy Bone. She's been lost without you. She's been wandering around. She comes on my show. She don't know what to do with herself.
She has Goofy Bone syndrome.
That's right. Can't wait till you come back. I'm sure Miss Computer Lady feels the same way. I know I can't wait.
Well, don't worry, people. We'll be back. We'll be
so,
back. Stay regular right in front of Vince in the Bay, so you'll have two crazy, crazy shows. You have my show, and then you'll have Vince in the Bay show. Did you start early today? Oh, Vince, because you're usually on right now, right?
You know, I'm trying to switch to good. I'm trying to start going on earlier. I'm trying to start going on at 9 o'clock.
A request from my East Coastians, and shout out to my East Coast fans. They want me. They ask if I could start early, so I'm going to try to start early to their. But I don't know. I gotta see what my schedule is.
Yeah, right now I'm liking doing shows at 9 p.m. Pacific because it's late enough on the East Coast. It's like midnight on the East Coast, so it's still late night for like half the country, and it's, you know, 9 p.m. is reasonable, and I don't get as tired at the end of the show, because when I do my show at 10, that means I end at midnight, and usually at midnight I'm just fucking just dead. By the last, like, half hour of my show, I'm just dragging. So, I don't know, I feel a little bit more refreshed. You know, it's, you know, I lose some of my listenership that normally tunes into me super, super late night, but oh well, I'm just going to build a new audience at 9 p.m., I guess.
I'm changing my whole show. Oh, go ahead, Goofy, sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Uncle Bobby. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I'm changing my whole show around, man. I don't know what happened to the listeners. So, some people are complaining. Some people are saying, you know, that they're not getting as many listeners, like, ever since that whole thing, they were messing around with the thing. I don't know if it's that or me.
No,
or what.
It's a lot of things. I'll tell you what it is. It's a lot of things, Uncle Bobby. Don't feel discouraged. First of all, never – this goes to every BTR host out there. Never be discouraged with your numbers, okay? Numbers are going to come and go. I've had really crazy, wild fluctuations in numbers. And if I wanted to get emotional about them in either direction, I'd drive myself fucking bananas.
Well, that's what
seriously.
I'm doing. But when you go from 280, when you go from 280 to 30, something's
dude,
wrong.
I went no. What I'll tell you what's wrong is when you go from like 50 to 1,000. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's
good,
what happens.
Isn't it?
That's what happens. That's no, but that's abnormal. That's like. That's like, you know, that's almost like borderline having, you know, going up out and saying, hey, Charlie Sheen's on my show, and having him really be on my show. You know, that's an insane amount of numbers. Like, I literally had over 1,000 live listeners on Sunday night. It was insanity, dude.
That one I called in when I was drunk?
I don't know, was it Sunday night?
With the girls?
There was girls Sunday night and Friday night. I had like 250.
That was that night.
And then Sunday, I had like 1,000, literally 1,000. Because you know how BTR updates the numbers? Like at first it tells you, it's like when you first do your show, it says you had like, you know, it says like, oh, you had 20 listeners. Like, no way, I had at least like 40. And then you like, you go back to it like the next day and it changes, and all of a sudden you have like 75.
Then
you come back a day later and then you have like 80. And it's weird, but that's how it was when I did that show on Sunday. At first it said 622, and I was like, holy shit, yeah, it seemed like 622, I guess. I don't know. It was insane. And then the next day I looked at it again, and it said 1,000 and like 25 or something. It was just sick.
Well, I hate that one.
That was three different.
When you get a good number, like the 1,000, and then the next show will be like 50. And then
exactly.
You'll get
no,
like,
it was worse than
900.
That.
You'll get a 900, and then the next show will be maybe like 17 or something. That's my show does that from time to time, and it pisses me off. It's like, who's really listening? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
well,
how do you
it's a lot
that?
Of things. I think first of all, I think that number is inflated for a lot of reasons. One of them, I think, is people having a hard time loading the page and logging in and logging out, you know, like refreshing it because it buffers or the chat won't load. I think a lot of those times, I think it logs a listener every time the page loads. So if one person is like reloading the page like 10 times per show, you know, you might have an overinflated number because somebody, you know, refreshed it a bunch of times. I think that's part of it. Also, there was three different fucking internet troll crews converging in my chat room at once. It was insane, dude.
My numbers always go up.
It was cross-posted on three different. It was mainly posted on this website, this board called ONTD. Oh no, they didn't. And there's a crew on there of like. No, they're basically like the BWC, but the female version of it. It's just people like 4chan, but for chicks who like Lady Gaga. And I know what pissed them off though and made them all leave my show was I played that Britney Spears song, but I did it like mixed up with Jim Norton's comedy. Where he talks about Britney's vagina, and that kind of pissed him off. That kind of pissed him off, and then they all just kind of like left my chat room. But I think at first they thought that they were getting the best of me. They thought they were trolling me, and then towards the end, I think they kind of realized that I was sort of trolling them back the whole time. In a way, and they kind of like realized it at a second, you know, after a certain amount of time, and then they just all left. That's the thing, though, is with these internet troll crews, they're like flash mobs. They'll show up out of nowhere. I used to get these when I first started on BTR. I used to get these.
Is that person in the chat room saying that they can make you or break you?
Yeah, I was reading that, too.
Oh, my God. I noticed that, too. That's a threat.
Oh no, I know what he's. You know, he, Fanarab wants to take the credit for that. Fanarab wasn't around for that. I don't know. He showed up later. I don't know if you did do that.
Fanarab, if you want props, the props, do it again. Let's see you
do it. Do it right now.
Do it again.
Yeah, if you're that good, Fanarab, do it right now, dude.
Let's see how much power you really have.
Let's see if you can triple the chat room in the next 5 minutes. I dare you, Fanarab, in the next starting right now for the next five. I'll give you 10 minutes. If you can double the chat room in 10 minutes,
I'll throw you in a
rap. I will believe that
you. I'll throw you in a rap.
If you can somehow show me the paper trail or whatever, the digital trail that proves that you did it, Fanarab, I want to see it.
Hey Vince, do you mind if I ask you another question?
No, go for it. He's my special guest. He's my co-host tonight. So he's an open book as far as I can tell.
Okay. Just another quick question. You got any dates for your tour as far as the Midwest is concerned?
As a what?
Do you have any tour dates for the Midwest?
No, I don't.
Where's that? Where you're at, Miss Computer Lady?
No, Miss Computer Lady. See, the thing is that I got invited, you know, to come along with these young gentlemen. Shout out to Hooded Justice and his gang of goons. You know, they invited me. You know, so it's not really my tour, but they said, come along. But so I still call it my tour because I'm solo. You know. I'm just, you know, by myself, so it's like, fuck, but whatever. But shout out to them. They really got me up on here. So I'm basically following them until April 10th. And then I'm going to be back. I'm going to do like a northern through a central Cal tour. And then that's when I'm going to plan to go to your area, Miss Computer Lady, because you know I got to go over there.
Yay. I can't scream like I want to. Well, because for those who want to know, when I say Midwest, I'm talking like, you know, Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois.
Oh my God, what do you tour to, Miss Computer Lady?
No, for those who wonder when I say Midwest, those are some of the states that compromise the Midwest states.
Well, I don't know, Miss Computer Lady. I got to come back to California because I don't even know if my city will be alive with all the fucking nuclear reaction shit that's going around. Is it still raining
out
there,
Vince? It's fine. It's fine. No, it's the rain stopped tonight. It's okay. It's fine, dude. It's like you don't even need to buy like, you know, like grease for your hair or anything. You don't need any like styling gel. You just go out in the rain and just let it rain on you for a second, and then you just style your hair that way.
Oh, goodness.
That'll save
you
me
some not
money.
Do that.
That'll save me some money right there. Shit.
What does he mean? He needs a day's notice. Oh, okay.
Oh, he's got to plot it out, I guess. Like he needs to think about what he's going to say on the message board.
I'm done with for shits and giggles. Let's see all these people. I mean, shit. If you're over here claiming you got power, let's see it.
Let's see your magical powers.
Hold on.
Well, he's still got 7 minutes. He's still got 7 minutes to prove. You can double the chat room.
He's telling me to hold on.
Hold on, Goofy. Hold on.
I know.
No, that's a different person. That's Fat Red
Dragon. Yeah,
that's
Fat Red Dragon. But he's got his back. He's
roll
saying
call.
He
oh,
believes
you want a roll
him.
Call? All right, here, hang on. Let's do a roll call. Fanarab is requesting a roll call. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. The chat room roll call is Carlito from Mexico. Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Computer Lady, Fanarab, Tracy Gamore, and Uncle Bobby, also two guest listeners at this point. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, plus me, 10 people in the chat right now. So there you go. I'll give you 10 minutes starting now, that, or 15 minutes. How about that? You have 15 minutes. You have until 10:30 p.m. Pacific time here. That's it's 1:30 a.m. East Coast time, I guess. You have that time to double the chat room. No, I say triple the chat room. Double would just make it 20. That's not good enough. I'd say you gotta if he's really good, he should be able to turn 10 people in the chat room into like 50, right?
I'll need it tomorrow.
If he's claiming what he did the other, like the numbers you got the other night, then yeah, he should be able to do that in just a few minutes. Right?
Yeah.
You would think. You would really
That's like I'm going to fight somebody, but hold on, my backup ain't coming until tomorrow, so. Oh, man.
That's what's up. All right, hey, let's bring on Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, you got it, dude. What's going on, Vince?
Nothing much, dude. We're just hanging out here, me, Goofy Bone, Miss Computer Lady, and Uncle Bobby, and you now. What's up?
Yeah.
What's on your mind? What do you want to contribute?
Well, no. First of all, just shout out to Goofy Bone, dude. I've been enjoying your tunes tonight, man. So thanks for being on the show. It's pretty entertaining. And,
and
the other thing is Vince Fanarab was in the chat room, and he claims that he's going to be able to reproduce the results for you, but he needs 24 hours notice. So the gauntlet has been laid down. We're going to see.
Right.
We're going to be able to witness. We're going to be able to witness the alleged power of the Phanarab here. So let's see if he can do it, dude. I say we give him 24 hours, and if he can't reproduce what he did last time, then all bets are off, dude.
I agree. And you know what? I'm going to double down on I'm going to one up you or double down or whatever the fuck it is and say, you know, I'll give him 2 days. How about this? Free Ball Friday.
Oh yeah.
I'm redoing Free Ball Friday. It's the sequel to last week's Free Ball Friday. It's me and Ruby Sexy Candy once again doing Free Ball Friday together. That was the show that Phanarab supposedly got us boosted up over 200 listeners. It was either that. No, he didn't. Did he take credit for that show too, or did he just take credit for Sunday? I can't remember. Phanarab, you're going to have to clarify that in the chat room, because you don't want to try to. Because if you take credit, if he wants to try to recreate what happened on Sunday, that'll be a steep task. I mean, that's over a thousand live listeners. I doubt he can do that. Seriously, I give him 2 days though. I say Friday. If you can do it Friday. If you can get me 1,000 live listeners Friday.
Friday.
Do it Friday. But last Friday we had over 200 last Friday, and I don't know if he was responsible for that, but that was pretty good. If we can match that again, that would be awesome.
Last Friday was off the hook, man. That was crazy.
I couldn't even keep up reading on the one night. The night I was in, I can't remember if it was Friday or Sunday.
That's why you just have to look at the chat log, dude. Just get the chat log. That's what I did. I didn't even look at it during the show. I go back after the show and read the log after the thing's over, because I can't keep up with it. Even just like right now, if it's just going at a real slow, steady pace, I don't even.
Vince, it looks like Phanarab is using like Al Gore math in the chat room. It says 600 plus of that was part mine. 600 plus was part mine.
What part?
Which part was yours? Okay, this is my speculation right here. Okay, there's three parts of what happened. I thought was there's part of it was a bunch of the BWC people. Part of it was a bunch of the Flawless crew, and a part was also these random people that came over from the ONTD board. I think that's where a bulk of them came. Because if you go to that ONTD website, there's like thousands and thousands of users on there. And if you get in on, it's like 4chan. It's another 4chan type thing. If you get on one of those, if you get onto a hot thread, look out, you know? And I think I must have been on that thread and somewhere else, and it was just like the planets were aligned that one night, and it just, boom.
Well, whatever it was, you struck oil.
Yeah, and I think part of it on Friday was the fact that Ruby Sexy Candy, that came out of nowhere, too. I had nothing to do with that, whatever. I'll take zero credit for it. Ruby Sexy Candy just out of nowhere tweeted me and said, I'm taking over your show tonight. And I'm like, okay.
That was the one I was on.
Yeah. And then it was me and her and her friend, and it just went bonkers. It was crazy.
Yeah.
She cross-posted. She might have cross-posted somewhere that somebody picked it up and then put it onto ONTD or whatever. But apparently Phanarab thinks he's responsible for most of it, so he should reproduce that.
Let's see how much power he has. If he has nothing, you get nothing.
All right. Here's some more Goofy Bone. Hatred right here on Disorderly Conduct with Vincent the Babe. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
People of the world don't like what I have to say. They'd rather hate on me than turn and look the other way. So why you hate on me? Is it the person I turn to be? Or is it the hoe? Sometimes I just don't know. I'm a gangster without no rights. Trying to live a normal life. But I can't complain. Fuck maintain, cause I got
gotta keep ballin'. Living in a world where the men seem to hate me, it's not so bad cause the women always do me. Hated eyes on me since the day of my birth. Cutting cocaine, putting the homeboy to work. Smoking on a blunt, look at the ashes fall. Thinking about the girl that shipped to Vietnam. ICE agents took my only property. It burned me inside, but I don't let it get to me. So I fuck another bitch to ease my pain. It's like heroin when it flows through your veins. You know it's all bad, but you do it anyways. So don't hate on me, cause I'm living for today. I got my own problems, got no time for yours. A double J pimp with some wonderful whores. The money comes and goes, your friends are now foes. Your eyes wanna close, cause it's tired of what it shows. Some people don't know on how to let the hatred go. So why you hate on me? Is it the person I turn to be? Or is it the hoes? Sometimes I just don't know. I'm a gangster without no rights. Trying to live a normal life. But I can't complain. Fuck me, pain, cause I gotta keep balling. A tear from my eyes. The hate I despise. I'm tired of these people talking to phony lies. Let me kick back and count up on a million. You're tuning in to a local Nathaniel Bill. With the world in my hands, I never understand why'd I have to be the fucking chosen man. Too many people wanting my position, they wishing, they crashing so easy like in pole position. Learn to take control and handle your biz. Don't hate on me cause you wanna live like this. The consequences of your life made you a bitch. Snitching on your whole voice cause you got pinched. Why does the world have to work like this? Every damn man wants to sit on a throne, but when investigations come, they can't handle their own. They wanna drop a dime to do less time. You can't escape the hate cause it's there all the time. So why you hate on me? Is it the person I turn to be? Or is it the hoes? Sometimes I just don't know. I'm a gangster without no rights. Trying to live a normal life. But I can't complain. Fuck me, pain, cause I gotta keep balling. I had a good life, but it didn't last. I had everything, but that was all in the past. I had the finest women, but I let them go. Thinking I could live in this world just solo. The dark side within me, too many hoes did me. Why does everyone I know have to betray me? It's just the type of vengeance that I deal with in life. Revenge is so sweet, like fucking someone's wife. And you wonder why I don't care about this earth. You'll only be happy if I was lying in a hearse. But it will never happen cause I got a curse. My blood is so hungry and it's got that thirst. And if it makes you jealous then I guess it worked. You don't see me happy cause you're in pain. Man, haters like you, they're all the same. Let me ride through the night and get what's right, and every single hater, get the fuck out my life. So why you hate on me? Is it the person I turn to be? Or is it the hoes? Sometimes I just don't know. I'm a gangster without no rights. Trying to live a normal life. But I can't complain. Fuck me, man, cause I gotta keep balling.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you. We're going to get back to the phones here in a second, but I wanted to pause and let you know that tomorrow night my co-host will be the beautiful Angel. That's A-N-J-E-L. You just have to go into blogtalkradio.com and go search in there for Angel, her profile on Blog Talk Radio. She is literally an angel, and hopefully she will be here with me tomorrow night. She's sexy, she's talented, she can sing, She can talk smack. She's smart. She's sexy. She's the complete package. She really is. And don't be jealous. Just tune in. Tomorrow night, Disorderly Conduct special co-host tomorrow night, Angel. And thank you for joining me tonight, though. We still have a half hour to go. It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent the Bay. Fanarab, you can shove it up your ass, you piece of garbage. You wish you could be in the presence of Angel. You don't have to show up, all right? Whatever. I'm back. Goofy Bones back. Miss Computer Lady is here with us.
Oh, my God.
Also, Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon. And somebody else. I'm missing one person. Who else is with us?
Uncle Bobby.
Uncle
yeah,
Bobby. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Oh, yeah. He doesn't count, though. He doesn't count. It's just fucking Uncle Bobby.
Yeah, it's just me.
Uncle Bobby. Incredible.
Yeah. All right. And we have another call. Let's take another call. We have somebody with their hand up from 614. You're on the air.
Hi, Vin. Hi, Goofy.
Hey.
Hi, Miss Computer Lady.
Hey, oh,
hey,
Katya.
How you doing?
Wow.
Dude?
Talk
I'm
about
good.
A blast from the past. Oh, my God. OMG.
Hi, Vin.
Sexiness has just entered the building, folks. Miss Tasha,
good.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for
that's
being here.
That's Australia right there.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I just got really, really moist, and my pee-pee is erect.
Oh, goodness.
You're funny. How's that?
Hey, it's like good old. It's like the good old days. We got Goofy. We got yours truly, Vincent the Bay, and we have probably one of the top sexiest personalities of BTR history, Miss Tasha.
Wow.
This is like, this is almost kind of like, this is your life, Goofy Bone.
Oh, Jesus, did I die? My tribute.
Wow.
So what's new with you, Miss Tasha? What's been happening with you since we last chatted?
Which was a long time ago. Well, I came over to the U.S. and had a great time. Actually met Goofy in Vegas.
Mm.
And, you know, went traveling a little bit more, like, throughout the year last year. Just bought myself a new car, bought a house. You know, working, got a man, all happy, all good. My life is wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm still in the Bay. I'm still managing my hedge fund. And by hedge fund, I mean my penis. And taking calls on my call-in show. I took a long time off from BTR. I didn't do BTR for about a year. And then I came back and started doing shows again. And then right when I came back, they decided that we couldn't do them for free anymore, that we had to pay for them. And I was, like, really bummed.
Yeah,
and
I heard that.
And I didn't know what to do. And I was like, fuck it. I had just gotten back into the groove and stuff. And I said, fuck it. And so for right now, I'm paying for it. I should motivate and try to get sponsors and stuff. But I love this. It's I don't know. It's great. It's a lot of fun, and I don't mind paying for it right now. Down the road, I don't know. We'll see. It's, you know, it's still the same old BTR. It's really buggy, and you know, it's kind of hit and miss sometimes as far as listenership goes. But but you know, it is what it is. It's still fun, and I still get a kick out of it. And every once in a while, I get a rare treat and have somebody like yourself, a blast from the past, show up and get my penis erect.
Lovely.
Oh,
well, you're welcome. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So tell us, you have a man. Are you married now?
I'm not married, no. But I do have a boyfriend.
Oh.
Yes.
A boyfriend. Oh, that doesn't mean anything then. I thought you were married.
No.
Oh,
I'm not married.
Okay, good. So you're still available. Perfect.
Well.
So you've missed so much. Have you? I mean, I've missed you so much, and but I don't know. Have you been around BTR recently, or did you just come back just today?
Not really. No, I haven't done the show since like October of 2009, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since before I went to the States, and I think I did a couple of shows during the time that I was there, but I haven't done anything since I've been back. I've just, you know, yeah, it's hard because, like, my work schedule is kind of full-on. It's really, really full-on. I actually work a couple of jobs, and just to find time to actually do a show, it's hard because I've got random hours, so I don't have a set schedule, you know, so I can't really do a show. But it's all good. I drop in every now and then and randomly surprise people.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you doing that to us tonight. It's a pleasure,
okay,
as always.
Well, I was just, I'm actually in the hospital at the moment. My auntie's in hospital and here with my mom. And
oh, man, that's terrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. She's not doing very well. She's got cancer and they've told her she doesn't have long, and I took the day off work to come and see her, and, you know, just don't know what could happen tomorrow. So life's too short. So I left the room for 5 minutes. We're all crying and stuff. It's just too emotional for me. So I thought I'd come out and send a message to my friend, and she's like, get on Facebook for a minute. Let's chat on there. So I went on there, and I saw Goofy's post saying he'll be on this show. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to call up and smile for 5 minutes.
I love you, Tasha.
I love you too, baby.
Remember, I love you, Tasha. Remember when we were in Vegas and we had dinner and we watched the Sharks game, Tasha?
Yes, I do remember that.
I'll always remember that, honey. That was pimp shit.
I know.
That was hella pimp shit. Oh, my.
I don't get down like that.
I do.
I had a great time.
Oh my
I had a really
God.
Good time.
Not a whole lot going on over here, huh?
Amy, Tasha, just want to let you know my prayers are with you.
Oh, thank you, beautiful. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Oh, but I just wanted to make this phone call so I could smile. I knew you would all make me feel better.
Oh, you know what, Miss Tasha? I got a joke for you.
Oh, nice.
Barrel roll.
Anyway.
Oh, goodness.
Are you ready for a joke, Miss Tasha?
Sure, sweetheart.
Where do the cows go on the weekend?
I have no idea.
To the movies?
Oh, that's you're so cute.
What did you say, Mr. Beauty Lady? Are you cock-blocking, Mr. Beauty Lady?
No, I am not.
I'm cock-blocking, Mr. Beauty Lady. I'm trying to make Tasha happy.
Oh, no, you're
doing
excellent.
Yes,
you're Miss Tasha.
Happy.
Miss Tasha, do you smoke weed?
No, sweetheart, I don't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She does? Oh, she can't admit it on the air. She can't admit it on the air. That's fine.
Wait. Hey, Vince, I got the magic word for you, man. It'll get you out of anything. Just use the word allegedly, and then everything is fine.
Allegedly.
All right. Fine. Fair enough.
I used to, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Whatever.
Well, if you allegedly like weed, then hopefully this will put a smile on your face.
If you smoke a lot of weed, here's some tips. You have to take steps. You have to be proactive. I know it's weird, a proactive stoner, but when it's time for me to renew my driver's license picture, I get high as hell. Do you feel me? I get to the parking lot at the DMV, and I hotbox my car like I got three or four other motherfuckers with me. Then I go take my picture because I want them to think that I look like that all the goddamn time. Right? That way when they pull you over, well, that seems to be the trouble. You can go. You got to stay calm. Don't panic. I get pulled over a lot. Surprise. Apparently, I fit a profile. Cops can't wait. They don't even have a reason. I can see them just making shit up on the way to my car. You know what I'm talking about? Just, woo! You know. We wanted to make sure your headlights work. Man, it's 12 noon. Well, you can't be too safe. Yeah, well, I just ate all my weed. How safe is that? Right? I'm on a 3-week tour. I got a rationing program in effect. He just fucked it all up. You know how hard it is to find weed in Rock Springs, Wyoming? Not very, because I'm social, but it's not. It's not my kind of weed. I'm hyper-competitive, too. I really am. Oh, man, I can't play for funsies. I get caught up. I was in a circle jerk one time. I came in first and third. I swear to God. I was tired for days. I smoke a lot of weed. I do. You know marijuana used to be legal, right? Till 1937. The founding fathers, Jefferson, Washington, all those guys, they used to grow it. They used to smoke it. The Declaration of Independence was originally written on hemp paper. Hemp, which is marijuana, which is pot. Look it up. It makes better paper than trees, better fabric than cotton, and you can smoke it and talk about shit. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Write that down. We'll forget. Don't forget. They wrote shit. Ben Franklin was in charge of writing shit down. He had the fucking almanac. That was it, dude. Penny saves a penny errand. Ooh, good one. All right. They tease him. Yeah, you save your pennies because you never chip in on the sack, little freak. Ben Franklin smoked a lot of weed. He's flying a kite in a thunderstorm. That's all I'm saying. He invented bifocals. Woo. People say to me, oh, guy, you do a lot of drugs. I don't. I don't do a lot of drugs. I do a few drugs a lot. There's a difference. I love the bong. I got a collection. I got like 10 bongs in rotation right now. I got one down for repair, and I got one that I'm saving for the antique roadshow. 15 more years, be right there. Oh, I see you have a 1975 Mind Circus ceramic wizard bong. Indeed I do, Chris. Old Gandalf has gotten us through many a dark age. Well, you know, a bong like that could bring 5, maybe 6 ounces at auction. Oh, I'd never sell it. Give it to my son. I'm so afraid my kids aren't going to want to smoke weed. Not with me. Not like, I'll meet you at recess. I got this shit. But like, you know, when they're older and shit. Hey, son, you turn into a fine man. Come smoke a celebration blunt with your dad. Happy birthday. Dad, you know I got to be up early to be at the stock market tomorrow. No son of mine's going to have a job. Where did I go wrong? You were going to circus school. What happened? Stoners will do shit, but they're creative. They'll make a pipe out of an apple, toilet paper tube, tampon applicator. They don't give a fuck. Somebody hollered at me one time, use a pop can. Pop can makes a great pipe. I thought she said, use a pumpkin. I'm sitting there, hell yes! Use a pumpkin! Scoop the seeds out of the fucking pumpkin, put them in the oven. Take some bong rips, your seeds are done, that's a healthy snack. You can make pie. Hey, this pie tastes like pot. Of course it does! It's pumpkin pot pie! Yeah.
selection. Couple old ones, couple new ones. Girls in all directions, couple fake ones, couple true ones. Get confusing, choosing who from who, so I misuse them. Run through them like socks one night, then I'm out. I'll get another pair while I'm out. She don't listen for my horn, she wait to hear me flying over a house. Gold streams, Levi jeans, and Lamborghini dreams. Nothing wedging in between. Spit a rep for a team, jets over everything. I'ma smoke a joint for Amalgam Digital. I already had the plane, they fitted with the missiles, though. Yeah, and we gon' burn an ounce to this. G's up, O's down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this? I ain't trippin', I got a pound of this. I get it, it's been it alone, got time to count the shit. Yeah, and we gon' burn an ounce to this. G's up, O's down, why you motherfuckers bounce to this? I ain't trippin', I got a pound, right? I get it, it's been it alone, got time to count the shit. Yeah, Belvedere vodka lemonade, swimming in the same glass. Better keep it moving. Blow it fast, it's not easy cash. I work for it. Blood, sweat, tears, weed ashes in my shirt for it. And if I would've known then what I know 9 years ago, I would've been sitting on 999,000. I grew fines of the dollar and its powers when I was a child. High wheels, matchbox cars, pretending to drive. Now I'm on the same whips and actual size. The essence of a dream when it is realized. I prophesized on my first tape, y'all all lame. Appreciate till 8 more of them came out. Now I'm off the chain, I turned the game out. When it's club night, we bring the paper planes out. Call a Taylor gang out. I'm on the list, pick my name out. Spit up, yeah. And we gon' burn an ounce to this. G's up, O's down. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this? I ain't trippin', I got a pound of this. I get it, it's been it alone. Got time to count the shit. Yeah. And we gon' burn an ounce to this. G's up, O's down.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, Vince of the Bay back here with you and also Goofy Bone. And Miss Computer Lady is still here, as well as Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon. And the lines are open if you want to join us here. Goofy Bone has been my distinguished guest co-host for the evening. Thank you, Goofy, for coming out tonight and hanging with me all night. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. And the songs that I be speaking about, we have a perfect example up in the chat room. Fucking idiotic person just typing away. Nobody's even caring about him. We're over here talking. Oh, I'm sorry, we forgot about you. We didn't even look in the chat room. Dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I talk about. It's people like him. Ever since the early '90s, when the word hate came out, and I mean haters and people that just envy you, or people that just hate on you just to hate on you,
Buck
That's
nasty.
What I talk about. Buck nasty, straight up. But anyways, fuck
That's
that
right.
piece of shit. Let's see what he has on Friday. Let's see what powers he has on Friday.
For those of you who are just tuning in, or those of you who might have missed out, Goofy Bone and I are what we're talking about. Fanarab in the chat room has thrown down the gauntlet. He said that he's responsible for all of the trollage we had last weekend, and last week with Free Ball Friday and Mega Show. I think he's taking credit for a good chunk of both of those shows. So this is what we have to do. This is what we've thrown down for him. The challenge is Friday night. I have another. It's the sequel to last week's Free Ball Friday with Sexy Ruby Candy. This Friday we're going to do it again. Another edition of Free Ball Friday with Ruby Sexy Candy. And Fanarab has promised that he will bring numbers in excess of. This is what I'm saying. I'm not going to hold him up to 1,000. That was just unforreal. I'm not going to. I really. He said 600. I don't even know if I'll say 600. I will say, if Fanarab can get 300 or more total live listeners, I will be impressed. That's not much. That's I'm giving him 2 days, and he said he could do 600. I'm saying if he could do 300,
yeah,
that would be impressive.
Yeah, I quote him earlier in the chat room as saying 600 plus of that was part his.
So does he? So okay, then fine. I was being too generous then. I said 300. I'm saying, you know what? He said 600 was partly his. Well, part of it was 600 of it was his. Then fine,
yeah.
600 then.
It's just kind of like really ambiguous. I mean, like, what does that mean? 600 plus was part his. Like, it doesn't really tell us very much. Like, how much was really his?
That's right. He's like a percentage of the portion was partly all mine.
Divided by pi.
Yeah. He said 10K. He can do 10K. Okay, Fanarab now is in the chat room is just blowing smoke out of his ass. I don't believe him. I don't think he's got any proof that he had anything to do with anything. In fact, if I recall correctly, both those nights he kind of showed up late in the ball game and missed out on the really hot action. He was kind of late to the ball game. Same with Carl. Carl always calls me like at the end of the show, you know, because the cat pissed on his side of the bed, whatever.
Man, yeah, he has called you about that before, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, too many times. I'm sure he's going to save it up for Free Ball Friday. I hope everybody's saving it for Free Ball Friday because we're going to do it up, bitches. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Fanarab can bring. I don't even care if he brings whatever he brings. But you know, people are going to miss out if they don't come because it's worth it just to hear Ruby Sexy Candy talk for 2 hours. She's this spunky little lesbian chick in the Midwest somewhere. She's in, I think she's from Texas, but she's in Oklahoma right now. She's just the cutest thing ever. She's spunky, she's sexy, she's sassy, and she has she's got a little harem of hotties with her too that follow her around. You got to check out her show. I think I missed her. I keep missing her show, god damn it. But she's hot. It's called The Candy Shop with a K.
Vince.
Yeah.
The game's over.
What?
Fanarab said the game is over, so we got to end it.
Sorry?
He's going to blow us up.
Oh, no. Is he doxing us? Is he doxing us right now?
Yeah, it seems like Fanarab has initiated Endgame.
Oh, no.
God,
that's it, guys. All right, well, hey, it's been great. It's been great, guys. I appreciate it. It's been a good
run. I love
you,
Heavenly Angel.
BTR, thanks a lot for everything. It's been real. It's been awesome. I didn't know I was going to go out this way, but, hey, at least I'm going out doing what I love, BTR.
I want to shout out to all the girls that I had a one-night stand with and never called again. I'm sorry about that.
Those are wonderful women.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out.
Down. I've had one-night stands where I had bitches hunt me down. I'm sitting talking, fucking tracking you. But
hey, they
love the phone, I guess.
Hey, Goofy, you have a fan in the chat room right here. Heavenly Angel just said Goofy Bone.
Heavenly Angel is a heavenly angel.
Is she hot? She should call in. Call in, Heavenly Angel. We got 10 minutes to go, or 8 minutes now. If anybody wants to join us, Goofy Bone is my co-host here. We're wrapping things up here in a minute, but there's still time.
It's, you know, that Canadian piece of shit. You're just you're just America away. You know what I mean? I just hop one to America and hop your fucking border, and I'll go kick your fucking ass. But I can't because you're a little fucking internet warrior. You're a troll. See, I'm a gangster. I like to shoot to kill. That's what I like to do. And believe me, you mean nothing to me, so it's like nothing to do. It's like killing a bird with a fucking BB gun.
Yeah, man. You ever shoot to incapacitate and then kick to kill?
I like to stab to fucking incapacitate somebody.
Boom.
Well, alrighty then.
Okay,
that was
the silence there.
This week is crazy, man. Shut the fuck.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations, Goofy Bone. More than anything, tonight was a success just in the fact that you were able to hook up with some good quality weed tonight and do the program.
I did a fucking mission. And I thought I was going to get killed. I was like, watch, this bitch going to kill me, man. Fuck.
I don't get down like that.
But you know what? I was winning, Vince. I was really fucking winning.
That's right. We're all winning tonight. We're all winners tonight, kids.
Winning.
That's right. You're right, Charlie. Oh, shouts out to everybody who came through tonight. What a good time. Miss Computer Lady, Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon. Oh, speaking of which, Fat Red Dragon, do you want to plug your show?
Absolutely. If anybody's not checking it out already, you better be checking out the 420 Grindhouse on Blog Talk Radio. You got Cannabis Monk most of the time. I think he goes Tuesday through Thursday. Hot Janelle on Monday, myself on Friday, and then Monk and Janelle on Saturday. So don't miss that. It's Cannabis Fueled Mayhem.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
You want to be there.
There it is. Miss Computer Lady, anything you'd like to promote before we leave tonight?
Yes. I'll be having a special show this Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing part two of the iPad 2 that's out, doing an overview, and also...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And also, I'll be doing a live remote, well, at least trying to do a live remote, still going through the logistics for Saturday's show. I'm going to be at the D.C. Be Seen, Be Heard event in Detroit, Michigan. So there'll be more details coming. I'll be sending all the promos out. And just want to quickly say, Vince, thank you so much. And Goofy, it was so good to hear from you. I love you, as you know. And continued success on your tour.
Thanks, Miss Computer Lady. I love you too, sweetheart. And I'll be back. I'll be back on your trip.
Okay.
There it is. Thank you, Miss Computer Lady. And once again, Goofy Bone has been my co-host tonight. Thank you, Goofy, for coming out. Anything you want to say to the folks or promote before we get out of here?
Yeah, I want to say thank you, Vince, for having me on the show as a co-host. I want to thank the Holiday Inn for semi-sponsoring me. We're giving me great discounts on nice, beautiful rooms on my little tour. And... give a shout out to www.weedmaps.com. Look for your local weed supplier near you. And let's see what else. Look out for my new up and coming album on coming out 9/10/11. It is called Illegal Alien.
Yeah, this is my political album, and believe
sick.
Me, it's very.
That's
going to
be hot.
Very,
do you have any special guests or anybody lined up for that?
Dude, I'm telling you, I have clips from Michelle Malkin. I have clips from some other fucking broad, Michelle De La Rocha, and then I have Pat Buchanan just fucking burning Mexicans. I fucking have so much fucking footage.
You gotta get
so
Ghost. You gotta get Ghost on there. Get Ghost to do a guest spot.
I got Ghost introducing. Just give her a bone. Just give it to her. I put Ghost's clip because oh my god, Uncle Bobby could vouch for me. He fucking, when he introduced that song, man, he's like, if you got little kids in the room, close their ears or tell them to get out of the room because you'll depressionize their ears.
That's awesome,
oh,
dude.
Man. I'm going to put that
sweet.
On my album. It's going to be fucking crazy. But yeah,
but
thanks again, Vince. I appreciate, you know, having the time to hang out with me, man. That's it. You know
that's
what
what's up. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's right, Goofy Bone, my special co-host tonight. He's a regular here. He always comes through now and again, but it was nice to have him hang out all night tonight. And hey, we got a minute left to go, but I do have another call. I'll squeeze him in real quick. Area code 425. Area code. You're on the air. What's up?
Good night, people. Much love.
Oh, who's this? Hang on. What's your name? Who is this?
This is Heavenly Angel.
Oh, Heavenly Angel. What's up, lady? You just now graced us with your Heavenly Angelness. What's that?
Just send us some love to y'all. Miss Comp Lady. Miss Computer Lady. This song. Vince in the Bay.
Well, weird. Glad to have you here, honey.
Bobby.
Yes, with your heavenly angelness. And folks, it's been a pleasure. And pleasure. It's been a pleasure pleasuring you once again here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Vincent the Bay. Check me out tomorrow night when, speaking of angels, I will have my co-host. Tomorrow night will be the lovely Angel. That's A-N-J-E-L, Angel. Good friend of the program. She'll be my co-host tomorrow night. Stay tuned for that. A lot of sexiness coming your way tomorrow night. Trust me. You won't want to miss that. Also, once again, Friday night, it's the return of Ruby Sexy Candy and Free Ball Friday. You won't want to miss that. This ass clown in the chat room, Fanarab, says that he can get 600 people in the chat on Friday night. So you might want to check that out. Until then, or well, until tomorrow night, it's Vince of the Bay signing off. Thank you so much. Catch up with me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Also, I'm on. Oh, what am I on? I'm on some really good cannabis, medical grade cannabis right now, to tell you the truth. But I'm also on Blogspot. That's right. Blogspot.com/VinceInTheBay. And I will post new blog posts on there, posting blogs and blogging posts. So blog over there and post, or if you like to post on blogs or read blog posts, check it out. All right, that's it. We're going to get out of here with one more track from Goofy Bone. This is this track is entitled... Just Give It to Her. This is Just Give It to Her from Goofy Bone. Thank you, folks. Good night. I love you.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? This is so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Beast, girl, you must understand. I could never be a man. I'm just here to be your bones. Giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll be.
play till we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on the back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen. The girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thug, trying to run away from the bar. Cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going. Her husband's at home. Cause I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just her. Got on the side, but she can't live with it and let it ride. Watching her trying to hold me down, buying me things, trying to keep me around. You can't stop me when I'm on a one way. I'm a player for life, and there's no other way. So let's get back to what we do best. Pulling down the zipper on her dress. That's the body of the year, and it tastes so good. She likes to nail, cause I got that wood. Hitting it hard, where her eyes roll back. This girl is pursuing and needs to relax. I gotta get going, no bullshit at home, cause I'm not her boyfriend. I'm just her.
San Francisco, 1978. Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.